Oh, baby, how can I
can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do.
All my life, you're a friend of mine.
It's CC and Adam.
Hi.
Hi. What pod is this? I have to ask every week.
Every week. I never pay attention.
It's
pod, I think it's 144, and it's interesting because this is the first time we've ever recorded on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think I need to get meetings after. No, I got nothing.
Oh, it's going to be a long pod.
It's a weekend pod edition.
I'm a little, I have a little jet lag, I would say.
Yeah, you were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
Not for like slot machines, though.
No. Getting out there was a little tricky track.
Un poquito.
Listen, I was very upset with Gen Z.
Oh, no. Did she give you a middle seat in the plane?
She did. Okay.
Jen, yep.
I will say I did not do that.
She did not do that. You did put me in the back of the plane, which almost cost me a second connection on the way home.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oopsie.
Okay. Gen Z is my travel agent.
Yes.
Because the kids these days and the way that they fly through the apps and the whatnots.
It's crazy. They can do it in their sleep.
I know.
It's nuts.
And so a couple months ago, I'm like, I have to go on a work trip to Las Vegas. I forwarded her the email from my boss in Las Vegas with the dates that they needed me out there. And I'm like, figure out the dates. Get me out there. I don't want to be there a ton extra. So right. Like, get me home, whatever. So she does. She's awesome.
Yes.
Like in 15 minutes, it's like all booked up.
She gave me her preferred airline. She gave me, I have all of her other information.
Yeah.
It was easy.
I somehow have to get you access to my app, the United app, because I needed her to do some troubleshooting for me, which is very hard when someone else is in the air.
Did you get kicked off a flight again? Is that what happened? I feel like every time you go somewhere like, ma'am, we're going to need your seat and you need to stay here for 4 more years.
I got kicked off a flight in Louisville one time and I started crying and a businessman felt sorry for me. So he gave up his seat. I was the last person to check in because classic CC fashion. Classic CC fashion. That was when they had just started making you check in 24 hours before you leave.
Oh.
This was not something ever a part of my flying experience.
Before you used to walk in and fly out.
Yeah, I'm like, I have a ticket. Don't I have a seat? No, you're the last to check in. So you're the first to kick off if we need your seat.
Which I never knew that was the...
I know.
Like process.
Well, I've never made that mistake again. Speaking of crying on the airplane. Okay. Oh, no. So I don't know if I should call the name of this airline out or not. Probably not. It's kind of like if a big group of people were all together under one banner.
You could just say Spirit. Spirit or Frontier.
It's not. It's a big three.
Okay.
I don't think I'm flying them again. So get to my airport and boop-a-doop, la la la. Oh, hey, we have a little part that we need to repair or replace. We're not sure at this point.
Which there's never a little part problem on an airplane. Just putting that out there.
Everything's a big part.
Exactly.
And this airline has had some trouble recently.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, get that thing fixed or repaired. Like, do it right. And then they're like, we have to text a picture to Chicago. I'm like, text a picture? Like, my life is in your hand. You're texting a picture of a gasket or something. Long story short, hour delay. I miss my connection Denver to Vegas. And I'm texting Ellie. And I'm like, can you track my flight? I think I'm going to miss my thing. Can you see if there's another, you know, flight I can get on to Las Vegas? I'm texting her and the accountant, right? He's like, no worries.
Which, hold on. This is the problem. Because she could have texted in the group chat with both of us. But instead, she's texting me in one thread, him in another thread, and then we're going back and forth without her.
Oh,
so there's three individual text chains going on.
We're going back and forth without her.
This is not a work smarter, not harder kind of thing.
It's a good idea to go back and forth without her at this situation.
Because you can't overwhelm her with too much information.
A lot of red face emojis.
I later found out, but...
Well, so then what happened is I'm thinking, oh, then Dave texted me and he's like, no worries. There's 30 seats open on the next flight into Vegas. You'll just have like a 2-hour delay. Well, okay, that's no big deal.
Perfect. Yeah.
I can handle that.
Totally.
I'm a grown woman, you would think. So then I'm in my mind thinking Ellie and Dave are tracking my flight. They're contacting the airline.
They're taking a nap.
Okay, but yeah, what do you think we're doing when we're tracking your flight? Because here's what I'm doing. I texted your flight number to Dad, the accountant, Dave, whatever you want to call him.
The accountant asked me for it 3 times. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
There's literally a feature where you can text someone the flight number and then click on it in text messages and it'll preview your flight.
I did see TikTok on that.
That's true.
So I did that. Me and my dad are texting back and forth. I was like, here's her 2 flight numbers. So that's what I'm looking at. I can't just call up rep and say, hey, my mom's on a plane.
But you're my traveling.
Could you just let me know?
Could you pull over?
When she's going to land?
Because we're just like going in the passing lane for a second.
The pilot to pick it up a little bit so we can make some connection.
Yeah.
Could you
step on
the gas?
Kind of in my mind, I kind of was.
You're pulling like my kid forgot their school lunch thing. They're like, you want the bus to stop?
In my mind, that is kind of what was happening. Like, I thought for some reason I didn't need to worry about it. That they were they were not worried about it.
I'm on, clearly. We were not on tech support.
I know. Okay. So we land, and I know that I'm late. Okay.
So you're feeling rushed.
And I'm just like, I'm hyperventilating and like, but then I text Ellie. She goes, your next flight hasn't left yet. I think they're holding the plane for you.
Okay. Because I was tracking the other flight and it said it was going to be delayed by 20 minutes. But I'm not going to tell you that. But because there was a possibility it was going to be delayed because all the flights leaving Vegas were delayed. There was a bunch of planes lined up on the tarmac and they hadn't left yet. But again, not telling you this because I wasn't going to make you too sure, but I said they might be. I said there's a chance you make it.
So then Gen Z tells me, because I realized I've got to get on the chat with the under one banner airline, blank we stand airline.
Delta we stand.
Blank States of America.
Okay. So I got to get on the chat with them and like figure out a plan because I think that the next plane has left. So it keeps dropping me. And Eliana's are you on the Wi-Fi? Are you on the blank we stand Wi-Fi? And I was like, yes. And they keep dropping me. Why is it? And then I'm getting elevated.
It's stacking. The emotional stack deck here.
So I can visualize this in my head. I can visualize a stressed out Cece just sitting in the nice window seat that I picked out for her on the plane.
Back of the plane.
Did you want to pay the upgrade? You told me you didn't.
I could smell the.
There is a potty row.
There's a potty row
in every plane.
I was in the potty row. but I did have a window seat. Thank you to Gen Z. Okay. So yeah, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. And I'm on the chat with the we stand and it keeps dropping out. And she goes, there is one seat left on that next flight to Vegas. And I'm like, book it. Meanwhile, Ellie says, I don't think your next plane has left yet. And I'm like, hold up. So I say, hold up to the blank we stand chatbot. And I was like,
keep in mind, she had ended communication with me. So I thought she was either on the next flight or she was already figuring it out.
So you think she's
like, my message was sent 10 minutes ago. Yeah. I was like, and she told me her phone was about to die. So I thought her phone had died.
That was true.
So I was like, I'm just not going to text because I can't let her phone die.
Because why is it that some planes have plugs and some don't?
That's true.
You never know.
No.
You never know what you can rely on.
You might get a plane from the 60s. You might get a plane that was built yesterday.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. So I'm a chatbot, whatever. And then she's like, so I'm thinking in my head that we stand has told my plane, a very important person is
a VIP, with the potty row seat. We're waiting
for poop row. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Okay. So I cancel the one seat.
Oh, you do?
Well, of course, because they're waiting on me. In my mind.
Of course.
Get off of, the plane, finally.
Yeah.
My next flight has been long gone. For a half hour, they were out of there.
Now you really need a potty.
And I'm stressed. And then so I get back on with We Stand chatbot. And she's like, that one's long gone.
Oh, God.
Of course it is. Because everybody going to Vegas needed that seat. So then I'm like, there's no person to help you anymore. There are not people that are interested in helping you.
It's the bots. That's right.
So they're like, I talked to a freak out gate agent. He's like, go to customer service. I'm like, okay. He's like, literally, it's just down there. Do you know what customer service is with We Stand?
Is it a chat bot?
Three computers. It's like three iPads on a stand.
I don't know why I'm getting so much enjoyment out of this.
So I go to,
because this is awful, but
I go to We Stand. You know,
yeah.
Customer service.
Yeah. They're How can I help you today?
Well, they're like, what's your confirmation number? And I'm like, I don't know. Apparently I need to have this tattooed on my hand next time.
It's Cece LaBarge.
And my phone is dying and I'm angry at Gen Z.
Oh, no.
I misplaced
it. The flight might be there.
Right. So then that caused me to cancel my seat that I had on the next flight. So I
I did not tell her to do.
So I'm overwhelmed.
True. She was on potty row.
Okay. I call Dave, who's at a baseball game with Zane.
Yes.
And I start heave sobbing in the airport because the next flight that they got me into Las Vegas landed at 4 a.m. my time. 1 a.m. Vegas time, 4 a.m. my time. And I have to do a 12-hour shift of fundraising starting at 6 a.m.
No.
So that's 2 hours of sleep. And I'm like, I can't function. Like,
right.
I'm old. I'm not.
I'm past those all-nighter years.
Yeah, cannot do it.
That ship has sailed.
And so, and then I was like, Ellie told me the plane was waiting for me. It was bad.
Now, what airport were you in at this point? Because you were in a connecting airport?
Denver.
Aw. You should just stayed. I would have been like, I'm getting a Mount Resort room and I'm done.
The last time this happened, when I was trying to fly back from Vegas, I had to call my aunt in a panic who lives in Denver to come pick me up. They're like getting in their car to come get me. And then I was like, I want to sleep in my own bed. I bought an entire new ticket on an entirely different airline and I just flew direct.
That Gen Z found. So Gen Z was helpful in that scenario.
Listen, I owe Gen Z a big apology because it was not her fault. She was trying to help and I was overwhelmed and I just was upset.
Right. And a little panicky.
And the upset just took over. Then this was weird. Okay. This was weird. Dave is like, go find a person that can help you. See, you need a human. I was like, there are no humans. There are only robots. I don't know what happened. Okay. I do not know what happened. Then I get a notification on my phone that they put me on standby on an earlier flight that left at 7:30. And I'm like,
I'm here.
Negotiated this? We Stand bot? Like what?
It was, just the robots.
I should have taken credit for it. I should have said I did it.
Yeah, you should have been like, that was me. That was the human right here.
Your travel agent was on the contact with like We Stand.
Can we make you like a legit travel agent? Like, can I just hand over my credit card?
You'd be good.
Just take my phone. Just like tell me where to be. I'm not a good traveler. I'm not a good traveler.
Well, and you get like the worst of the worst. Like, I can't remember the last time I heard you go on a flight where it was on time or you weren't kicked off or there were humans.
there's no humans anymore anywhere.
It was like last time you left Vegas, they decided to redo the tarmac on the day you were there.
My word.
Yeah, and every flight going out of Vegas was just delayed by 2 hours.
Oh, only.
And I'm like, could you have let me know? Like, could we throw it back to last night?
My word.
I don't know.
Here's what I think you need to do, because there's two kinds of travelers. There's everything's on fire, and then there's sitting in the plane with a drink watching a great movie on time.
Is that you?
That's me. I just flew a couple weeks ago, and it was perfect. Need to find a smooth traveler buddy, and then just like ride the coattails.
His name is Dave. He had to watch the children when I was out in Vegas.
Right, those little passengers. Well, maybe next time. If there's going to be a next time, maybe you should do like a train trip out there next.
I decided there are some cheaper, or I'm sorry, budget airlines that fly direct.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just going to go on those.
That's the connectors.
I'm just going to go the one. I'm just going to go from here to there. And I don't care if it's a week and a half before I need to be there.
Well, I really like to arrive early just to be safe. It is crazy, though, because I was looking at flights this coming October that were available. And there's some connectings that are like 20 minutes between flights.
Oh,
like,
don't
who can
it.
Make those?
Don't do it.
That's crazy.
No, don't do it.
I'm not going to jump out of the plane at 2,000 feet to try and hit the other plane.
On the way back, we stand was dilly dallying in boarding people, and I have an hour connection, so I'm already triggered from the first flight, and I'm sitting in poop row, like, again at my window seat,
which don't open.
And the other thing I have a curiosity about.
Oh boy,
what has happened to all of the overhead bin space? They don't seem to have enough anymore.
Are they getting smaller?
Something is going on because,
smaller.
Like, I was flying far enough. I was in boarding row boarding group 3. But when I traveled for spring break, we were in 6. And we get there, they're like, oh, yeah, you got the budget tickets. You have to pay $250 for your luggage. You're not allowed.
What?
You're not allowed to bring a carry-on on the plane. That was we stand, too.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's expensive.
So I was not in boarding room 6 on this one. I was in 3, and I did have overhead space. But anytime you got to boarding group 4, I'm sorry, you have to check your bags.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh? Because you're the peasants.
What's going on with we stand?
Maybe they just need another airline to talk to. Maybe they're super stressed out and they've had a long go.
Maybe.
This is what I love. I can imagine you at a customer service counter in a bad situation and me at a customer service. I'd be like, hi.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've had probably a lot of people today stressed out. I was just wondering if maybe-ish I could get another flight, if it's not too much trouble. If I get another connection
Adam would
flight.
See the stressed out person behind him hyperventilating and let them go in front of him and take the last seat on the plane.
Please. I'll ride in cargo. You take my
fine.
Seat.
I'll go underneath.
Please.
You
please.
Have it, ma'am. Have
it. I'll be over here crying on my own.
I don't think I have any flights planned anytime soon. Bless the Lord.
Not sprinted to the airport anytime soon.
Oh, golly.
Wow, that's a rigmarole.
It was.
How was
you just got to start flying like northeast. Because then you get the 2 free bags. You can seat yourself and you get your boarding group depending on when you check in for your flight.
The seating yourself stresses me out.
I can't say I'm shocked.
I gotta have a seat.
Right.
I gotta have a seat that
right.
I know is my. I mean, sometimes it's your seat, sometimes it isn't if you check in late.
You know, potato, potato.
I don't do well in this like free for all situation. It's me rocking back and forth in the corner.
But then you go to the chart and it looks like a paint palette and everything's a different color square. And you're like, is that it's like a bonus member? Am I allowed here? Is that first class? Is this the potty, bro? I don't know what's going on. There's
know.
An X through one.
I don't know. And then I get super competitive. So like.
Oh, there was one time we were flying with the whole family. This is so funny. We landed in Chicago and we were about to miss our connection to Grand Rapids.
Oh, boy.
We had plenty of time, but we're in O'Hare. We have to switch terminals. It's a whole thing. We got all 6 of us. Everyone's got their carry-ons, the whole thing. And so Mom looks at me and she's like, once this plane lands, we are standing up and we are getting in front of that line so that we can make it to the plane, so that they make sure that we're here and we can board on time. And she is sprinting through this airport. She is dodging businessmen. She is dodging entire families in matching t-shirts.
Uh-huh. Serpentine.
She is sprinting through this airport to make sure that we make our flight home. And we did. But we had plenty of time and did not need to sprint through the airport.
I do not shine when my flight is delayed and I miss my connection. Running through the airport is my Olympic sport.
There's a little bit of like adventure to it, isn't there?
A little bit.
Am I going to make
it? Here's what also I would like to ask.
Yes.
Okay. What is it with the couples who are holding hands in the airport? And they each have a bag on either side of them. So picture the span that they are taking up.
It's a whole row.
I got to be in a different terminal in the Denver airport. I started in D. I got to get to A. And my flight is leaving.
And the train's late.
This is not a romantic stroll in Paris. single file, also on the people movers. The left is for people that are late and need to pass. If you want to hold hands with your beloved, do that front to back. You don't need to take up the whole space while I'm a hemming behind you.
You're giving you a Ricola instead, being like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Is your throat okay? So you don't like people standing on the people mover. You want them walking while the people mover's going.
I want them sprinting.
It's a people mover for a reason, people.
Dude, I arrived
not a people stander
at that terminal so out of breath, just in time to walk onto my next flight. Ooh, I was good at that.
Have you guys ever had a run through the airport that was so hard that you actually got to your seat sweating and breathing heavy?
That's what it felt like yesterday.
It's done. I've had one internationally once.
Oh.
That's a good way to represent America.
Your white tennis shoes.
My word. I had a chance to go to Italy several years ago, and I had a flyover or layover in Barcelona. Now, I didn't realize that the terminal was at three different buildings of three different locations of the Barcelona airport. And I was flying by myself.
Okay.
I was late, so my connecting was taken off in 45 minutes. I knew un poquito Spanish. I didn't know where to go. It's Spain, which I've never been to.
Un poquito Spain.
España. España.
I had to use the baño after that, trust me. But so
she was saying España.
Oh.
Right?
Not a bad.
Yeah, because they in Spain they like their S's. Yeah. So it sounds like T's. Yeah.
Oh.
Gen Z's bilingual.
She should come with every trip. I could use her at Barcelona because it took 40 minutes to get through customs because you were going through the US to Spain to Italy. So each time you had to recheck in.
Why?
Because it's Spain. It's a different country.
But normally
did you go the right way?
That's not normal.
Well, I wasn't arrested, so I did something right. But yeah, you have to check in.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I had to show my passport again. I had to get re-padded, whatever they call it.
I think you're being targeted.
I was not kidnapped. I promise. I did not get stolen in Spain. No, you had
that
to go through.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. I agree. It was ridiculous, and I was already in a rush. So by the time I got to the x-ray machine or whatever the heck they use over there, I had my belt off, my pants being held up by one hand with my, and I'm running to my terminal with my pants half falling off through Spain, showing America.
Did you travel in jeans?
No, I wasn't. Actually, I was wearing these shorts. I was, and it was like that, like surfer's belt or whatever, you know, yeah. Like the shorts one. But I didn't have time to put it back on because I had to get to my airport because I had no phone service. I spoke just some Spanglish, and I'm like, if I get lost here, I'm in Spain forever. Yeah. I need to get to that plane. So I get to my seat with my belt over my shoulder. I'm sweating through my shirts, and I look over at the person next to me, and I'm just like, I can't even. I don't even want to talk. And
you made it?
I made it. And literally, there were four people left in line. It was that close. I literally don't know what I would have done. I didn't think that through.
I still am stuck on the fact that you'd have to go through customs.
Yep. Because you're in another country. So your entry. Yeah, oh, yes.
Gen Z travels all to all the countries.
To
you
Spain.
You don't have to re-go to customs.
You know, maybe. I might have had to do it once. Maybe. Because you're landing in a different country and then going to a different one.
Ding, ding, ding. Italy wanted to make sure I wasn't taking any crazy stuff from Spain that maybe I got in America.
But when would you have time to get off the plane in Italy and pick up some contraband?
I wouldn't have.
They already
I been,
checked you.
I needed the time to put
so
my belt on.
They check you out. Because you don't go through customs in the U.S.
Now,
when you're leaving.
Well, correct. That's okay. Correct. Can then you get to the next country, and then you have to go through their check-in.
That makes sense.
They want to make sure
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It was the first leg of your international trip, so you had to do customs there.
Bingo.
Okay, got it.
Bingo.
Got
Bingo.
It.
Which, by the way, give yourself 6 hours in Spain to go through that. They are busy.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Central European Station.
Mm-hmm.
Spain and Europe. Where's Spain? I don't know. I was running too fast to really pay attention. So it's over yonder that way.
Oh,
it's not in Asia and it's not in Africa.
It's not Asia.
Gen Z, what kind of traveler are you?
Yeah.
I would consider myself of the rare few of the passenger princess type in the airport. Well, it really does depend who I'm with. It depends. If I'm with our family, I am the travel leader. I've got everyone's tickets on my phone because my parents are used to the printing of the boarding passes. We don't need to do that anymore. I've got everyone on the phone. Make sure mom's got her pre-check.
Oh, you
make
sure fancy, I've got pre-check. You fancy kids with your phones that the thing can't read because your brightness isn't turned all the way up. Little paper printout girl over here reads it every time. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
So, yeah, with the family, I'm like head of the pack. Oldest daughter syndrome really kicks in.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's her thing.
Which is why she's my travel agent, right?
And she rocks
yeah.
it.
I don't know if she's ever going to do that for me again with the way I treated her.
Those prices about to go up.
But I will say my fiance is very well traveled. Knows his way around an airport. Like, we have he planned our honeymoon in June. And he has mapped out the different terminals in the airport so he knows how we get from A to B.
Do you know where you're going yet?
Absolutely no idea. This is so I've funny. Got no clue.
They're going somewhere and she doesn't have any idea where.
Oh, he's
going
to surprise you.
Yeah, he's playing the whole thing. I have no idea where we're going.
That's cool. I've never heard that before.
Now, Eliana, here's a little question for you. One time I planned a surprise birthday party for her freshman year of high school.
Okay.
And I teamed up with a friend of hers, and I was like, invite, you know, the people that are kind of like in this group of friends or whatever. And then we worked it all out. We rented a 9-passenger van or something or whatever to take. This is when those what are they called, the
escape rooms.
The escape rooms were just coming on the scene, you know. And we're going to take all of her, and she had wanted to go. And I was like, well, let's make it a party.
Yeah.
And she figures out on the way to the meeting place, I said, you're a freshman. I want to take pictures of you by your high school sign so that I can do a comparison photo, which isn't really in my personality at all to plan this far ahead. I want to do a freshman year comparison photo to senior year.
Wow.
On the way there, she picks up her phone and she types something. And I was like, what is that? And I grabbed the phone and she goes, I think I'm on my way to a surprise party.
Oh no.
I'm good at putting pieces together, but one of my toxic traits is that I like being right. So then what happens is when there's a surprise party, and I think I figured out, because this has happened before, she had surprised me with one of my friends that moved out of state. She came back and we were meeting them for dinner before a football game. And I had thought about it and I thought I'd figured it out. And when I was saying when it happened, I was like, oh, I knew this was happening. She said, no, you didn't. You were surprised. So in my mind, I said, okay, I need to write this out so they have proof that I can be correct that I figured this out pre-party. Which, is that a good thing? No.
She wrote herself a note.
About her own surprise party.
Her own surprise party. To prove.
That I was right.
That she knew it. Like, it was like a timestamp.
That's like the ultimate, oops. I surprised you, suckers. Reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. Figured it out.
Yeah. Wow.
That's why I like the escape rooms, because I like figuring out the puzzle.
I would have Ellie on my team, no problem with those.
I'm rocking back and forth in the corner. I have no idea what's going on. I have no brain. You're like, kind of thing.
Where's the key? There's no air in here. It's closing in.
My radio station wanted me to do an escape room as
when we worked together.
I was like, I'm not going.
Yeah, you were doing it.
I didn't want to have any. Nope. And they were like, well, you kind of have to. I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be shamed. When I was in sixth grade, they took us to a camp. And you had to, one of the things you had to do is you had to navigate from tree to tree to tree with a compass and clues.
Oh, no.
Literally, you guys, 3 hours. I'm at the beginning tree walking in circles. I can't navigate. I don't have a brain for navigating. Right.
Correct. Directions, not your thing.
No.
Everybody has their gifts.
Me, it's running through the airport and knocking down couples that think it's their honeymoon.
Right, that's right. It's the best when you're on a people mover and they're not people moving fast enough and you're telling them.
With your body language. Yeah. So how are you going to prevent yourself from finding out where you're going on the honeymoon?
Yeah. Like,
because you could if you wanted to. You could do some digging.
I could if I wanted to. The airline app is deleted off my phone, so I know what airline we're flying. And so anytime I see an email from the airline, I just delete it.
I hope it's not, we stand.
It's not.
I don't recommend.
A couple 1-star reviews there. A little bit. Wow. Well, that'll be fun wherever you go.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
What's the countdown to the wedding?
We're less than 2 months out.
Wow.
And did Adam tell you he's not able to make the wedding?
I'm saying it because I haven't told Ellie yet. But did I tell you I'm not able to make the wedding?
I kind of assume with recent circumstances, but that's okay. Mm. We understand.
Adam is waiting a week. Are we talking this next podcast?
It would be next Monday is okay. when it'll come out.
So then on Wednesday when we record it.
Correct.
Got it. So next Monday.
Yes.
Got it.
And it may be part of the reason why I was flying a couple weeks ago.
Let me go to the date.
So I'll leave it at that. You're going to put it in your calendar?
No, I'm not putting it in my calendar. My word. So the 6th, Monday.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Monday, May 6th, we'll have a big announcement regarding Adam.
Woohoo!
I'm going on a honeymoon. No, that's not my announcement. You have a big announcement too.
Do you remember this project we have been working on for 9 months?
Oh yeah, yeah. The house project.
Renovation. Yes. We have a signed contract.
You guys, congratulations.
Didn't even make it to the official market.
Wow.
Sold it the night before.
Under the table deal.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. FCC, don't get angry.
Above board.
It's all on the table. Everybody can see
on
it.
On the table.
It's on the deck, outside, on the patio table. Google Earth can see it.
Yeah,
everything's
fine. Nothing's under the table.
No, just
it's all above board.
That's great.
Yeah. I got a really great compliment, though, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and it made me feel really good. The people who we have the signed contract with brought in their realtor.
Okay.
And he said, I take people through a lot of houses.
Yeah.
And he said, you did a beautiful job.
Aww.
On putting in enough color and enough like vintage reference, but not too much. And it just, the house just feels so good. He goes, in fact, well, I probably can't say that, but anyway.
But it was nice.
Anyway, when everything is signed, sealed, delivered, then I'll share that story with you. But, yeah, so it felt really good.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wow. T-minus 2 weeks in the next house project.
I'm already planning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did this one start in, like, July?
Yes. We're focusing on Ellie's wedding.
Right. That's the true next project.
That's the true next project.
I think you're going to Hawaii. That's my guess. Hawaii.
I doubt it. I think it's going to be more bougie. These two are bougie.
What's more, PG?
They've been to the Maldives already.
Oh, what's left?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
What
if he brings you to like Greenland or something?
That'd be cool. We'll make it work.
I like her response. She's practicing for marriage already. Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Let's talk about it. Isn't that how marriage... I have so much to draw from, huh?
So... Maybe someday.
Maybe someday I'll go to Greenland and I'll meet a nice.
Is it true that they named Greenland that because it actually has ice, and they named Iceland Greenland because no one would want to go to Iceland, but it's really green?
That might be the case.
Is it a big cosmic?
No, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
It's all ironic.
It's like Vikings did that to steer the other Vikings to Greenland, thinking it was nice, but it's actually ice.
Snap.
So cool.
That's sneaky. Vikings were sneaky. Sorry. What if they did like a punk thing? Like, you got Viking, sucker. If you want more of the Mom Millennial podcast, well, then subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes without having to do the work, and that's totally our jam.